Hey, it's Hunter. How are you?
Hunter Hayes, can't wait to see you on Thursday.
I'm so excited to be back. It's been entirely too long.
We are just so pumped. When we saw the name there, who's going to be doing Country in the City, like, everyone went crazy. And I want crazy, like you want crazy. Then we're going to get it.
That's a good trip down memory lane right there.
Right. Huge hit for you. And Lori McKenna was a part of it. She co-wrote it. Our hometown girl.
Oh, my God. Well, I just can't believe that was like, I think that was her first number one. I think it might have been.
You got bragging rights. You can tell everyone you were her first.
Well, it's a big deal for me because, like, I have been a big fan of hers for a while. Well, there's a lot of people who have, right? We just wanted the mainstream, the world, to know about her talent. And so that was, I felt really lucky to be the artist that was a very small part of her story, let's be honest. But nonetheless, I get to tell the world who she is. And that was probably one of my favorite parts about releasing that song.
And now you get to be on her home turf. Thursday night, City Hall Plaza, and I have to tell you, the weather is looking perfect. 83, mostly sunny in the day, and at night, around 60.
I was going to say, it's probably going to be a nice, warm 40 degrees.
Oh, we're enjoying Indian summer right now. But it probably is cold for you because you grew up in Louisiana. How hot were those summers?
Hot enough.
Yeah.
Hot enough.
I would think.
It's just kind of hot all year round. You don't notice it because it's just kind of a constant. We don't really have seasons in Louisiana.
By the way, how was your summer?
It's been so good to me. I got to put out an album, number one. I'm not saying that for promotional sake. I'm just saying for my heart, I really needed it. I was excited. I've been working on that thing for a while, and I put everything into that album. And when you release a record, then you have infinitely more excuses to play new music because you're like, well, the record just came out, so we have to play it. So, and it's been so much fun because it's been really surprising. There are songs that I thought no one would listen to on the album, and those have become fan favorites. And there's songs that I was like, oh, yeah, they're going to love it, and nobody's mentioned it yet, so it's a great mix. But
so what's become a fan favorite that we can look forward to hearing on Thursday?
Madness and Wild Blue, the title track, Wild Blue, has gotten a huge response. But it was getting a big response. The first time I played it was at Bluebird, such a special place for me. That was the first place I heard Lori McKenna live, and I remember playing it, and I never told the fans necessarily what the name of the album was because I wanted to surprise them, because this album's a big wait. It's been a long time coming, and but they figured it out. They know me too well, and they knew that it was Wild Blue, and it just became a theme song for a lot of people, which I love because it's my theme song, and that's why I wrote it. That's why I wanted the album to be named. Actually, I named the album, then I wrote the song.
And why Wild Blue, Hunter? What is the meaning for you?
Probably meaning freedom.
Like Wild Blue Yonder?
Wild Blue Yonder, 100%. Yeah, when I was young, I heard that the Air Force theme song, and it just stuck with me for some reason. And it was one of it's funny, I sat and wrote song titles on April 20th of all days, a couple of years ago. And I found this note right before the beginning of 2018. And I was like, all right, you know what? I want to name my album first. Like, that's what I think I owe myself. Like, I owe myself a narrative, a theme to really commit to and to rally everybody else around. And everybody else, meaning my team. And so I picked Wild Blue because it reminded me of flying. And I love flying. I'm into aviation. But it also reminded me of the kid in me. And the kid in me always wanted to be a pilot and always wanted to fly and always loved, you know, being in the air. And there's something really, really kind of metaphoric about, like, you know, the paper airplane, which is why it was my first tattoo, is because I feel like that's what we do as songwriters. You know, we put our heart and souls on the paper and we throw it and let it catch the wind.
Image. Have you ever taken flying lessons?
I have taken lessons. A couple of weeks ago, actually, I got to fly my first set of antique aircraft. Actually, I've never flown a Piper Cub, and I've always wanted to, and I finally got to get behind the wheel of not one but three of them, and get some lessons under my belt. I've gotten lessons under my belt before. I've logged some hours, but nothing like this. I mean, flying an antique aircraft with three gauges on it is really, really flying. There's no autopilot. There's no
right.
It's technique, you know?
Well, that's a good skill to have because it could get you to your gigs much faster.
I hope so, yeah. Very much more eventful.
And, you know, we here in Boston will be singing loud and proud Heartbreak right back at you on Thursday.
So pumped. My single people theme song / hopefully, you know, fingers crossed, anthem. We've been singing that together for a while now, and it's totally got a new life, which I love.
City Hall Plaza is going to be rocking. We'll see you Thursday night. Hunter Hayes, along with High Valley. Have you ever met them?
I have. We've done quite a bit of shows. They are a riot. I mean, seriously, so much fun. And they make the nerd me feel really, really cool, and I'm very grateful for that because they're just good people.
We will see you very soon. Thank you for your time. And before you go, Hunter Hayes, when you think Boston, you think...
so many things. So many wonderful things. I think Cheers.
Cheers! Oh my God, the famous bar from the TV show.
One of my all-time favorite TV shows.
So actually and metaphorically.
Yeah, absolutely.
I love it. Cheers to you, Hunter Hayes. See you very soon.
Yeah, thank you as always. I appreciate it.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.